True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock hour on a football Friday. We do have a chance for you to win a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks. Final one of the week. Make sure you keep listening up until 6 o'clock. Lee Sterling will join us this hour. Hopefully give us some winners for the weekend. I've got him picking the Shula Bowl as well tomorrow for Solana.
Yeah, there we
UFAU.
Go.
Always a big... Always a big game. Let's do 15 minutes of game day uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Game day uncensored Sunday, 9 a.m. on this radio station. Solana, ooh, Brendan Tobin, Omar Kelly. They will get you ready for Miami and New England. This is from Dolphins Wire in USA Today. Five players to watch. Five players who will be crucial in the Dolphins game. Number one, of course, Tua Tagovailoa. I think that goes without saying. They say yes. Tua can't play like he did last week. That performance by the six-year quarterback was a big reason the offense couldn't get going against the Colts. He completed only 14 of 23 passes for 114 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. Big plays through the air were non-existent, and the lack of movement from the offense made it difficult to establish a run game. Yeah, I mean, that's a no-brainer. There's no – like, he can't play at that level the rest of the season.
How the offense is set up, they're not – it's funny you bring up Ryan Tannehill going to Tennessee and going to the AFC Championship game. It wasn't through Ryan Tannehill. It was through Derrick Henry. We're not set up to run the ball. Like, I want to be able to run the ball. I want Ollie Gordon to get the first downs. We're not built to be a bully team. So the team runs through Tua. If they do this once a week, Tua has to be on the list every time.
Speaking of the running backs, so on Dolphins Wire, number two most important guy, Devon Achane. Achane wasn't the issue last week. The third-year running back had 75 yards and a touchdown on only 10 touches. The issue was that he wasn't as involved in the offense as he needed to be. Things got out of hand in Indy quickly, and Achane's opportunities lessened. At this point, Achane may be the best player on the Miami offense, and Mike McDaniel needs to find a way to keep him involved. This game shouldn't get out of hand like last week, so the game script should allow more touches for Achane.
I wonder if the game got out of hand faster than they wanted it to, so they couldn't really try to use the run game. Because they only ran, like I said, Zach Wilson had a rush, Tua had a rush, but those were panic rush. Those weren't design runs. They ran the ball 10 times but you're down by, you know, 20 points real fast. Devon Achane has to be a big part of this, but the Ollie Gordon, the thunder and lightning approach, I hope that we didn't see it because they were down so fast. And for Devon Achane to do what he's doing at 75 years old, Hawk, that's amazing.
Did I say 75 years old?
Yeah. No, I mean, he knocked 75 years. Yeah. 75 years.
Yeah. Imagine how he'll look in year 80.
I'm very concerned about running the football, man. Like, I'm very concerned about this because you couldn't do it. And I get it, Crowder. They only ran the football 10 times. They were down. But if you think about it, I mean, it was 20-0 at halftime. You have to come out and throw the football, get the ball into his hands. I get it. But they didn't look like a team that could generate the type of holes with that front line to open up spaces for those zone reads, whether it's inside, outside. Like, they didn't look like they're capable of doing it. And now you're removing Austin Jackson probably from the equation.
He's out. McDaniel said he's out.
He's out. Keon Smith and Larry Bohr. Like, I don't know. I don't even know, you know, what they're going to end up doing. I mean, so now you're going to those guys to try to generate that momentum forward. I don't know, man.
No. See, Solana, the way you approached it made my stomach turn. I don't know if they can get the zone read going. Not zone read, downhill grown man football. That's what I'm begging for them. I want them to man on man, the guard, whoop this defensive tackle's ass. The other guard, whoop the other defensive tackle's ass. Center, get up on one of these linebackers and run straight through the A-gap for 4 yards. And do it whenever
like
you want to.
Like the first drive of the Hurricanes reads. Against Notre Dame in the second half, where they just bullied their way forward.
But I don't understand.
Go get it.
Crowder, you can't just say, hey, we're going to abandon everything that the coach and offensive coordinator, the same guy, have done this entire time he's been in Miami. And then, hey, they're just going to go bully the Patriots defensive front. Like, okay, fine. Great. Go do that. Can they? That's not the scheme.
And I agree with you. They're not built to do. It's more systematic. It's bigger, not just X and O play call. It's systematic of what they built. I thought they brought in Savega Naya, whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah, you got it.
James Daniels, Brewer. I thought they put together those inside three to be able to bully people. You still have two of them, James Daniels, Torres Peck, or whatever. But do try to do it. It might not work, Solana. I understand what you're saying. Try to do it. Try to be physical. They didn't try to be physical, and I hope it was that they were down by 20 and not that they don't have that in them, because that's what these teams we talk about. We watch Buffalo. We watch Ravens. They played each other last week. We've watched all that, and all of those teams have it. The Chargers are running downhill with two tight ends. I was surprised the Chargers, their offense was set up like it was.
Number three from Dolphins Wire, Tyreek Hill. Last year was a bit of a slump for Tyreek Hill. Last week wasn't exactly a display of what he can provide for an offense. Hill is still a top talent at the position, but he isn't seeing the same production he saw when he first arrived in Miami. This week won't give him an easy matchup either. He'll match up with one of the best young cornerbacks in the league in Christian Gonzalez, assuming he suits up for the first time this season. In last year's matchups against Gonzalez, Hill had 3 catches for 55 yards on 6 targets in week 5 and 1 10-yard catch on 1 target in week 12, according to Pro Football Focus.
They better throw it outside because Xavier Howard put the league on lock. That just don't let him throw inside the hashes. Like Tua, I swear, fellas, Tua is going to have to throw outside the hashes this week. And has to prove it to the league that he doesn't need them post and ends and crossers. He doesn't need those because everybody's going to do what the Colts did if you hold a team to 8 points.
If you have Tyreek Hill for 2 straight seasons and you can't figure out how to get him the football, what do you do with that, right? Like, genuinely, what? I don't know whose fault it is. I'm not even trying to put blame on. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah, go back at Jarvis Landry. You can run some guy across the middle every time. Mine's a good possession receiver.
You have Tyreek Hill. You have Tyreek Hill for two seasons. Two seasons. You're not going to be able to get him the football consistently and literally have the best threat at big plays in the NFL over the past decade not get a big play. How is that possible? I don't know whose fault it is. I don't know. I haven't figured it out. How?
I thought about it watching the Vikings game. What was that, Monday night?
Yeah.
Like, Jet, and we all know Justin Jefferson is one of the best in the league. You cannot stop him from getting targets.
It's inevitable, right? It's inevitable. It's going
to
happen.
Jamar Chase is going to get targets. They're going to find a way to get him one-on-one, get comebacks and zone screens and all these things to get him the ball. It doesn't seem like we're not scheming up a way just to get the ball in Tyreek's hands like the other top receivers in the league do.
Number four on Dolphins wire, Chop Robinson. After an impressive rookie season, edge rusher Chop Robinson didn't have an ideal start to his sophomore campaign. On 37 total snaps, Robinson had one tackle, no pressures, no sacks, and a 37.8 Pro Football Focus grade. Robinson established himself as a key part of the Miami defense last season. While Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb are back in the lineup, Robinson's athleticism off the edge is key to getting stops. He could have an interesting matchup this week with rookie Will Campbell and veteran Morgan Moses bookending the New England offensive line.
All three of them, Chop, Jalen Phillips, and Bradley Chubb. They have to be the strength of this team.
Go eat, man.
Yes. Pin your ears back. Let them get some runs off. Go knock the hell out of Drake May. That should be the goal.
And finally, on Dolphins Wire, number five, my guy, Jack Jones. Who?
Uh-oh.
Jack Jones.
Who?
While Miami is still looking for answers in the cornerback room, Jack Jones was the best of the bunch last week. Jones is a decent corner with playmaking ability. Plus, with this being a matchup against the franchise where he started his career, Jones likely has a bit of a chip on his shoulder. Got a chip on his shoulder kind of game, fellas. He'll see plenty of star receiver Stephon Diggs, which could be one of the matchups to watch. He may also be tested by Kayshon Boutte. What's his name?
Booty.
Booty.
That's your kind of guy, man. That's your favorite receiver in the league.
His favorite player.
Why do you think I knew his name right away? I have him on every fantasy team.
I got
that
booty.
He had six catches for 103 yards last week. Second-year signal caller Drake May threw 46 passes last week, so it's likely Jack Jones has plenty of chances to make a play. There's two things in what I've just read to you from Dolphins Wire. One, that Devon Achane may be your best player on the offense. That's shocking with how much you've spent on your receivers and your quarterback, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming the quarterback's included in that statement. And secondly, Jack Jones is going to have myriad opportunities to make big plays. This is not the way week two should be looking on a forecast hey, Jack, article.
Hey, JJ, get out there, baby. Win the game. Huh? What happened? Whatever. I hope the chip on the shoulder is something that those guys like to eat so they don't run past them that fast. They're 46 times, Hawk. They're going to throw the ball. And that's our weakness.
And if you're throwing the ball a lot and your number one cornerback is Jack Jones, you go back and look at the preseason with what Amon-Ra St. Brown did to him. You might say, hey, I think we're going to throw 85 times instead of 46.
They go five wide. No running back is even in pads this game. They deactivate all running backs.
Yeah. All right, let's do headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana. Brought to you by our friends at Doral Kia. Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
By the way, the Dolphins and Patriots on Sunday will get the same CBS crew. For those of you who are going to watch on TV, Andrew Catalan, Jason McCourty, Charles Davis. I thought they were very good last week, considering the circumstances.
I enjoyed the broadcast. Yeah, I thought they were good.
Mm-hmm.
Hawks right, by the way. Austin Jackson out. Four other guys who are likely to be out as well. Ethan Bonner, Storm Duck, even though I think they already ruled out Storm Duck. Yeah. Darren Waller has that hip injury we know
He's
about.
He's been ruled out as well, yeah.
Yeah, Jalen Wright and Benito Jones, defensive tackle, has a oblique injury. We know Jalen Wright was back at practice yesterday dealing with that knee injury.
All right.
The Darren Waller thing is just going to be all season because he's old. I know I'm old. Hawk's old. Solana, you're only 25 kind of, in metabolic years.
Metabolic age. Kind of call it early, though, because you can avoid, I think, what happened with Will Fuller. Remember, it was just like this pervasive story where it's like you keep like – and I think Mike McDaniel kind of started to broach it this week where he's like, hey, at some point we'll just do what's best. Like – You got to get out from under that if it's going to be this question mark every week.
It's the question mark when you bring in an older player. I always joke, this guy's 490, this guy's 722. Darren Waller, I always say it. Now, fellas, I don't pat myself on the back too much. When anyone retires and retirement comes into your mind and not going out here wrestling with these big bastards anymore is an option, I really question, do you want to do it again? Because I'm not going to lie. I had a good time doing it, but it's not fun.
Just looking here, because I know that Darren Waller's agent was on with Josh Moser, Drew Rosenhaus. And look, I know it's his agent, so I'm just presenting the other side here. He did say it's a nuisance and that he's week to week. It's just a setback. He's week to week. That's all the right. That's the agent's word.
Yeah. We're all week to week, Solana.
Fair.
I'm just giving you the other side, Crowder. That's all. I'm just trying to be impartial here. Yeah. There is some good news regarding this matchup. Christian Gonzalez, the cornerback for the New England Patriots, who's an absolute stud. And their defensive end, Keon White, are out this week.
Oh, okay. I had said that in the write-up there from Dolphins Wire that might be an interesting matchup for Tyreek. Okay. So if he's out, that's good news.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it went up to two. I'm not even joking.
Maybe.
I think people are hammering the Dolphins just because they kind of feel the same way, Hawk, you and I feel, which is there's just no way they're that bad. Right? Like, there's no way they're that bad.
They have no business... They have no business after week one looking like they could beat any NFL team. And so it's like, oh, okay, they'll come out and win by 18.
But it's not minus 13. It's two.
I got you. I mean, home field means three. So essentially they're telling you New England's a better team than Miami, but still – the way Miami looked in week one, you wouldn't be surprised if it was New England minus three.
Yeah.
I agreed with what one thing Clay said, which was this game doesn't really matter to him too much because if they do win, then it's the Buffalo game we have to turn our attention to. And I get what he's saying. He's not wrong. But I'm looking at it completely different. In my mind, the Dolphins can't beat the Buffaloes of the world. They just can't. And I thought that coming into the season. But I thought they could beat the Colts of the world, the Patriots of the world. And this game to me matters because we're going to find out. Are they the team that can at the very least compete with the bad teams in the NFL? Or are they just the bottom of the barrel? Something.
They lose to New England Sunday and then Buffalo on Thursday. You're going to have real talk about a coaching change after three games. Real talk. You start 0-3, real talk.
And the Jets next the week after that, and listen, I'm not saying the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl, but they're not terrible. And you get to play your entire division. You play your entire division in the first 4 weeks? Come on now. I'm with you, Hawk. If they don't look competitive in the Patriot and Buffalo game, I think heads roll.
It's why this game to me is way more important than Buffalo. Nobody's judging you based off Buffalo because nobody thinks you have a chance against Buffalo. You have to, at the very least, prove you can beat the Patriots. At the very least, beat the Jets. the Panthers. Like, those are the teams now, at the very least, you have to be able to beat.
I think they beat the Patriots and then call in sick Thursday and then play the Jets.
I'm down with that. Has a team ever called in sick for a game, just the whole team?
Like, we're traveling, you know, we're wasting a lot of money. Let's just
– It's not worth it.
It's not worth it to us.
Yeah.
Maybe like a pertussis outbreak in the Dolphins locker room. A little whooping cough.
What's pertussis?
Whooping cough. I had it like 5 years ago.
I remember that. I've heard the word before, but it's because you talked about it. Yeah.
Pertussis. You've had everything.
I can't believe I got
– chronologically. I mean, metabolically. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he's a 25-year-old with polio.
My sister just had a baby. She's my niece is 2 months old, and everybody who went up to visit had to get like new like update on their vaccines. You're going to see a baby who hasn't been vaccinated yet. I know in Florida it doesn't matter, but up in New York it does.
Yeah, and you're buying into that nonsense.
I was good. I was good because I've had the Bordetella pertussis vaccine again because I got it. Like, I was good. I'm like, okay, you're up to date.
Hey, Solana, can you? I swear, I really. Check your niece's metabolic age.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, has Mike McDaniel done that with Darren Waller yet? Have they checked his metabolic age? They can borrow. Hey, McDaniel, you can borrow my scale, brother.
I really think, like, to just prove this to you that you're just, this is BS.
Right.
Put the baby on that metabolic scale.
Put your dog on it. Put your dog on it.
All right. I'll do it. Los Marlins open up a weekend series against the Tigres from Detroit.
And, Lillian, Lori had asked me yesterday. She's like, Major League Baseball season's got to be coming to a close, right? I said, I don't know. I would imagine. So I looked at it. I think there's like 14 games left, something like that. Marlins have like 14 games left, 15 games left.
I don't know.
I got my Marlins tickets.
I don't know. Off, I know they're playing the Tigers tonight, Hawk. That's all I got. That's, don't ask for anything else. They're playing the Tigers tonight.
I got my Marlins tickets off Ticketmaster, and then somebody started texting me about coming back to more games.
Hmm. And they're going to call you for season tickets, bro. That's it. They got you.
Season tickets.
Yeah. They got you. Trust me.
No,
they
call
me. Going to more games this season? You're in? You're adopting the Marlins as your late season run?
Man, big run. We'll see what happens.
Why don't you ever let me know when you go to a ball game? I always tell you, call me up. Meet you there.
I don't really like you.
All right.
I think we all feel that way.
I'm watching the team get their ass whooped, and now you're annoying me the whole time. Like, what? This is lose-lose.
All right, guys. Just your college football schedule. Obviously, the Miami Hurricanes will play USF tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. I'm just rooting for good weather tomorrow. I feel bad for Canes fans. You had a downpour for that UM-Notre Dame tailgate. It rained last week against Bethune-Cookman as well. And it's just nonstop, like, rain. I'm just hoping tomorrow you get some good weather. UM-USF at 4:30.
All right. Pre-game starts at 12 noon on this radio station. Yeah.
Shula Bowl tomorrow. It'll be at Pitbull Stadium, FIU, FAU. I know I think I'll be there tomorrow. There's a pig roast, like a Cajachina contest tomorrow at FIU Stadium, at Pitbull Stadium, right outside. It starts at noon.
You should enter if you can get someone to light the fire for you.
Cute.
I got a La Cajachina in my garage.
Do you?
Yeah, you know, my Asia's dad is Cuban, and he bought me a La Cajachina. Yeah, we put all kind of crap in there.
The pig roasting competition, by the way, begins at 10 a.m., I should say. Begins at 10, and then at 2, you have the tasting, and then they'll announce a winner at 4 p.m. So they have a whole thing going on tomorrow.
Ooh, at that's FIU. Long, because that game doesn't start till 6.
6 p.m.
Oh,
that's how we do it, though. You know, Panthers fans, FIU fans at Pitbull Stadium. We don't show up 3 hours before the game. Like all these phony Canes fans who all went to Miami-Dade. You know, we've got Panther pride. We show up 10 a.m., parking lot, real Miami, real 305. We got the Cajachina going. We're out there 8 hours before kickoff. Willie Simmons era, baby. Pause up.
It'll take 2.5 hours to cook a hot dog in the La Cajachina.
Right, but don't you normally walk away? Like, you don't stand there for the 8 hours, is my point.
I don't know if you're getting there at 2 and tasting it at – getting there at 10 and tasting it at 2?
Yeah, 4 hours.
Man, that's going to be the game doesn't start
till 6.
They're going to put the La Cajachina for 4 hours. That is going to be the toughest pork you've ever eaten in your life. It's going to be belt leather.
Leave it to the people in Miami to cook the Cajachina, Crowder. We're good, all right? We don't need your recommendations.
Hey, you know what?
Fair point.
I got taught by a guy that came from Havana Vieja.
La Habana.
Havana Vieja.
All right. UF is going to turn into a Cajachina tomorrow at LSU.
Yeah, what time do they start roasting that gator tomorrow?
It's going to be... I've got to get whooped.
Let's put ourselves a gator on the spit. What time that start?
Oh, my goodness. What time the game? I don't even want to watch it. This is going to be
the
ugly.
Line on that game? Do we know?
7:30.
7.5.
7:30.
7.5.
Seven and a half.
No chance.
7.5. I saw it today.
No
chance.
Look.
Or the start time is 7.5.
There's no chance that can be the line. Okay. What time does it start?
I'm telling you, go out.
7:30, Hawk.
Because I'm about to put a mortgage on this bad boy if it's 7.5.
What? It is 6.5. LSU's only a 6.5-point favorite.
What am I missing?
The reason I knew, because people are betting Florida, and I'm thinking they could not have watched that USF game.
What am I missing there?
I don't know. I think Gino early in the week
Florida's
talented.
I was expecting 18.
It's still an SEC team, Hawk. We ain't Western Kentucky now.
You know, you're closer to Western Kentucky than you are.
No, it's down to 6.5.
Yeah. I'm buying LSU up.
I got a bad line.
I think I'm going to do LSU minus 13.5 plus 160.
I bet the other way.
I don't know, man. UF is weird because last year they got rocked by Miami.
Yeah, they are like schizophrenic.
They almost beat Tennessee, and then they got rocked by Georgia, rocked by Texas, but then you guys beat LSU. You beat 11th-ranked Ole Miss. You routed FSU, and then you won the Gasparilla Bowl against Tulane. Like, you guys looked solid at the end of last season. So, I don't know, man. You guys are like – you looked awful, and then Billy gets you guys like hype, and then you win games. I don't
know. Yeah. They had a players-only meeting.
FIU giving a Caja only meeting.
A Cubans only meeting. Cubans only meeting. Miami Park tomorrow.
Am I invited?
You Cuban,
I
Jimmy?
I'll be able to talk to anyone, but
yeah. I am Cuban.
Oh, man. My family, they're from Havana Vieja.
I was born here, but I am Cuban. I have Cuban blood in me.
All right.
Where's your family from?
Cuba.
Jesus Christ.
Your weather, bro, it's raining really hard in my neck of the woods, and it's supposed to rain into the evening. So drive safely, South Florida.
All right, Lee Sterling is going to join us in the next segment, hopefully give us some winners.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee Sterling is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and he is a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. We're running a little bit late here, and we have a lot of games that we want to get to, so we'll bang through these. Lee, I will start with the Canes tomorrow. They are 17.5-point favorites over USF, who beat Crowder's Florida Gators last week. I just like to point that out as often as possible.
Bygones be bygones.
What do you think about tomorrow's Canes game, Lee?
Okay, I'm not playing this game, but I thought I was going to love South Florida. Then I watched the tape, and I'm taking notes. I realized South Florida only had three defensive pressures the entire game. When was the last time a team – holds an opponent under 20 points with three defensive pressures, none from the defensive line. Then I went back and studied Carson Beck. I think there's like 484 qualifying quarterbacks that started at least two games college football since Carson Beck started his first game. Quarterbacks with a clean pocket, Carson Beck ranked sixth over that time. Mm. He is really good when he can survey the field here. I just think that South Florida, I don't know how much they have left in the tank. This kid, Byron Brown's impressive. He's a dog, but he's carried the ball 14 and 17 times. I think Miami is going to pull away late. Carson Beck's going to cook. Miami 34-14.
So you're not playing it, though. Why? It's just a little too much.
The line. I thought the line was going to come like 11.5, 12. It's up to 18 some places.
I know. I know. It's a big line. Yeah. How about Crowder's Florida Gators? They've got LSU. This surprised me. Now, I thought that line was going to be like 18. Crowder said in the last segment, he's like, no, it's 6.5.
Right.
And I said, 6.5? What am I missing here? What am I missing here?
Miami was the only line I was off of any major game. I thought this line was going to come 11.5, 12. Started off at 9.5. It's down to 7.5. And I think that LSU is the right side here. Now, why? I think it's a circle game for them. Everyone says it's Alabama every year, but I think this is the game that LSU wanted because last year Florida knocked them out of the college football playoffs with that game, that loss. Florida was losing that game at the halftime. He loses that game, Billy Napier, he's done at 4-6. But they rallied, win the next two games. They go on to win the bowl game. You're thinking everything's fine at 8-5. I think a couple of problems here is DJ Lagway. I don't think he's 100%. He's playing with that sleeve on his left leg. Think that he's afraid to run the football. Doesn't look right. The difference between LSU the last couple of years and this year, their speed at linebacker. They are the exact opposite of what we've seen the first couple of years. Those linebackers make tackles in space here. Death Valley will swallow up teams if you're not playing at a high level and not disciplined. And the Gators, 11 penalties last week, 103 yards. I think we're going to see revenge here, served out on a cold platter. Billy Napier is on borrowed time. Goodbye, Sunbelt Billy. LSU 31-14.
That's kind of where I'm leaning on that one as well. Hate to break it.
I've linked that way already.
How about Solana's FIU Panthers? It's the Shula Bowl, FIU and FAU. FIU is a 2.5-point favorite over Boca Raton's Owls.
All right, so Solana still owes me, I think a dinner at the game at the Heat Arena. We bet a game a couple years ago, and I think I won it in double or triple overtime.
That
so
sounds like
I'm going to give him a chance to get off the hook here.
Okay.
They're playing at home. I know they held – it was impressive. They held Penn State to 3-for-12 on third down conversions. Very impressive. But covered. FAU quarterback, kid named Caden Veldkamp, 27 for 36 for 309 yards and 5 touchdowns last week. I'm going to take FAU. You want to make a bet here, double or nothing here?
Yeah, you got to bet him, Solana.
Oh, man, Lee, I mean, you name your terms. I'm 2-0 with FIU this season. I told you Willie Simmons era would be a different era at Pitbull Stadium.
Is this a straight-up bet with Lee, or are you betting not with the line? Are you laying the points, or what are you doing?
Oh, I would like to go straight up. I'd like to just get FIU money line.
Okay.
FIU straight up.
We'll go money line.
I don't necessarily know 2.5 is is favorable to me. But, yeah, I just like FIU to win the game, Lee.
Are you going to go to see Pitbull at halftime?
I'll be there. I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
I don't miss a Shula Bowl.
Yeah. All right. There it is. It's a bet, and –
okay.
We're betting $8.
Double or nothing. Double or nothing. What do I owe you? Like a box?
Well, I think you owe me an $8.44 hot dog and a $6.50 Coke.
Okay.
And I think it was might have been an ice cream too. Might have been one of the. Might have been a Baskin Robbins ice cream.
I'll meet you at the kosher corner. And yeah. I'll meet you at the kosher corner.
They have a salad there at the Kaseya Center.
Yeah, you can't have a salad. You don't have a salad.
No, he loves a salad. He loves
Kaseya Center. So I think it came to 24.97. We'll round up to 25. If I win dinner for my wife and myself at the Kaseya Center,
I'll get you into the Bacardi Suite, and I'll get you guys dinner. Or something like that. We'll figure it out.
He's not going to spend a dime on it.
Did you see what he just did there? Yeah. He's like, I'll get you in somewhere. Yeah. Like, yeah, no.
Alex, I got enough ins where I can get in.
Coming out of your pocket, man.
No, I'll get you into the Bacardi lounge. You like Hyatt? You like one of the clubly?
He's going to get you a little plastic bracelet that he's going to steal off one of the security people. All right, let's do before we run out of time. Dolphins game. How about the Dolphins? They are 2-point favorites, surprisingly, over New England, although I'm betting them.
Colts, first team since 1977 to score in every offensive possession. If Miami loses this game, I think it's over for Greer and McDaniel. A lot of people believe that also. Cheapest ticket for lower bowl is $75. Parking passes are going for more. I think the difference here is going to be the cornerback for the Pats, Christian Gonzalez, second team All-Pro last year. He's out for the game. Dolphins, I think, are going to empty the tank in a shootout. This is the first parlay I think I've bet in 6 months. I like the Dolphins, minus the 2. I'm taking the over 43. Dolphins final win 35-30. Dolphins and over for your lungs.
Wow. I love that.
Okay.
A shootout. Okay. Give it to me all day long. Anything else? Because we're out of time here, Lee. Any other locks?
Two big games, college football. Taking Tennessee to upset Georgia. I believe, and not Joey Aguilar, Joey Swagular. They're going to carry this kid off like they do Rudy. And I love Pitt against West Virginia. Quarterback under the radar. Like I said, everyone's talking about everyone else, but Pitt has his quarterback from Alabama, and I think he's the real deal. He's going to be drafted in the second, third round, be an NFL quarterback. West Virginia lost their only playmaker, running back White. They're starting a walk-on running back, number 27. Kid's like 5'7", 165 pounds, dripping wet. I think West Virginia doesn't win another game the rest of the season. Blowout in the backyard brawl for the Pitt Panthers.
All right. Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Again, he likes – gave you two there at the end. Tennessee over Georgia, Pitt over West Virginia. Likes the parlay Dolphins and the over. He likes FAU in the Shula Bowl. He likes LSU laying the points against UF, and he's not playing the Miami game, but he does think Miami is going to outclass USF by the end. Follow Lee Sterling on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Thank you as always, Lee.
See you guys. Take care. There be safe.
Lee Sterling. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll get some headlines. We'll pick our winners. We've got to pick our winners for the week as well.
Hey, I got mine.
Don't go anywhere. 4 o'clock. Yeah, I got mine too. I'm going 3-0 this week. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.